There is very definitely a government health warning on this one. It looks simple enough, Matthew 6:11. Give us this day our daily bread. Someone told me a story some years ago that when the Lord looked down on the world as it moved around and the West came into view, so the hum of words rather than worship began to rise louder and louder. And as God listened, it became a roar. Gimme, 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 gimme. I was wryly amused at the time, but I've thought about it a great deal since. Because isn't this the case with many of us? In the West, we are prosperous compared with much of the rest of the world, but we're always asking for something other than that which we already have. We're chasing the prosperity gospel, comfort, supply, healing, goods, inheritance, material sufficiency. We know little or nothing of waiting in faith, enduring lack, suffering for the gospel, or personal sacrifice, that is, giving to someone when we have a need ourselves. We only give from our abundance, not our lack. Give me a healing, give me a husband, give me a house, give me a job, give me a car, give me the money, give me, give me, give me. I wonder how many of us pray, Lord, give me your heart. I want to know your love for the lost, the wounded, the broken, and give my life in service for them. Here am I, send me. We don't stop at that which is needful for us, our daily bread, which means physically sufficient for our needs today, but are after all sorts of things, which we get a little further on. In Matthew 6:33, we'll find we get anyway if we seek the kingdom first. There's the rub, it isn't what we want. We don't want him as king, we want him as bank manager. Hidden in the cupboard until we have a need, and then we dust him off and pray to the point of distraction, the decibel level increasing by the hour. Gimme. Israel were exactly the same. They cried out for a king, like the nations round them. Give us a king to rule over us. They weren't satisfied with having God for their king, the one who provided for them, fought for them, and actually created them. So he gave them what they wanted. Do you know he is so lovely that if you keep insisting on having something, grumbling and complaining about your lot, he will give you what you ask for. But there's a cost. Something happens as a result. He sends leanness to your soul. You will still find yourself dissatisfied even though you got what you thought you needed. Because he is the only satisfier of the deep human need. And what you thought would quench that hunger and thirst doesn't, and you're left wondering why. That is leanness of soul. Settling for less than he would freely give you, himself. All of him. Psalm 106:14, he gave them exactly what they asked for, that's the message, but along with it, they got an empty heart. It's frightening. Israel's history is there as an example to show us how not to behave with God. When he gave them a king, Saul, he told Samuel that they, Israel, were not rejecting him but God himself. Human nature never changes without exceptional help, the exceptional help of the Holy Spirit. And to experience that, we must yield up ownership of ourselves to another. Food for thought, I would say. Give us this day our daily bread. You just had it. You just didn't recognise it, that's all. Eat and be satisfied.